Fittings. I'm excited, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, my wife, Courtney Vitale. In my life since 1991, and my wife since 1995. When Courtney and I first met her junior year in college, my sophomore year in college, we couldn't have been more completely opposite. Courtney was a parent's dream. Respectful, kind, smart, family-oriented. When I met her in college, she was active in the Office of Student Life. She had her own radio show. She even ran for student council president, was nominated to the homecoming court. She was active. She had friends. She was in a sorority. She was a parent's dream. Now, me, on the other hand, not so much. I had all the potential, I guess. But at that time, I was good time Jerry. Long hair, active in my fraternity. Some would say I was majoring in fraternity in college. And I think that description says it all. Following college, while Courtney was getting her first job in her chosen field of accounting, I was following the Grateful Dead. Following college, while Courtney was beginning to earn an income and beginning to save money for her future, I put us $25,000 into credit card debt. We couldn't have been more opposite had we tried. But despite our differences, we quickly fell in love and found moments of joy and moments of tears and many, many moments of laughter, Courtney liking to laugh and me thinking that I'm actually funny, and moments that we would realize that we would want to be together for the rest of our lives, despite our differences. Which was odd for good time Jerry, because at that moment in my life, I believed that I would be a fun-loving bachelor till the day I died. And it was Courtney's gift that changed that thinking for me, that changed that particular view of the world I once held. Courtney gave me the gift of deep, unconditional acceptance and unconditional love. Unconditional acceptance and unconditional love are platitudes that none of us will ever reach. Therefore, day after day after day, we need to work hard to reach the highest levels that we can of acceptance and of love in every human interaction. And this is not easy. As humans, I've heard it said, we all want the same job, to be supreme master of the universe. There's even a proverb that says, every way of man is right in his own eyes, meaning that we want to often impress the way we would handle a situation, the decision we would make in a particular situation upon other people. And that way of thinking and that way of behaving draws us further and further and further away from unconditional acceptance and unconditional love. And as well, for humans, it's counterintuitive to not want to guide people that we care for and love, and not want to hand them the answer so that they don't make the same mistakes we did or fall into the same pitfalls that we've fallen into. Now, of course, there are extreme situations where somebody is doing damage to themselves, whether it's physically or mentally or financially, where we have to step in and take more of a conditional approach towards the relationship. But generally speaking, the more unconditional you can be with the people around you, the more room you leave for them to grow. And then, like osmosis, they begin to learn from your example and others' examples. They begin to hear your voice. They begin to become a person they never thought they would be or even be open to being until that space of unconditional acceptance and unconditional love appeared, leaving them that room to grow. Being unconditional is not unlike trying to grab a handful of water. If you put your hand into a stream and you squeeze tight, you'll never come up with a handful of water. But if you relax your hand, if you cup it and gently lift it up, your thirst will always be quenched. And Courtney was the most outstanding example of unconditional I have ever seen. Despite being polar opposites, despite all the reasons that I gave to her parents to be concerned, to worry about her well-being and who she was getting involved with, Courtney maintained that unconditional acceptance, that unconditional love. And in that space that she gave me, somehow, some way, some shape or form, I began to change. I began to think differently. I began to think of her best interests and our best interests rather than just my best interests. And in that space, I started becoming a better husband, and I'm getting better every day. And the strange thing is, with all the changes that took place in me because Courtney gave me her unconditional acceptance and love. I never felt any different. I never felt like I was giving something up. It just seemed that who I was and who I was becoming as her husband all fit together in that space of unconditionalness. And that's the paradox of unconditional, that somehow by letting someone be who they want to be in that moment is the most fertile ground for influence and change. Unconditionalness is inherent in family, and we experience it hopefully early on in our lives. But when a complete stranger, someone that we meet by happenstance, shows us that unconditionalness, there's a power contained within for wonderful, wonderful things. It was the first of many gifts that Courtney gave me over our many years together. And that gift inside of her, that wellspring of unconditionalness, sprung forth from another gift that Courtney gave to me that I'll share with you next week, the gift of faith. Thanks, Courtney. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.